The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message.
Give thanks.
In Jesus' name, we thank you that Jesus is alive. Thank you that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is here to give life to our bodies, to prosper your people, to heal your people, to redeem, to deliver, to forgive. We receive everything you've done for us today in Jesus' name. We ask you to bless this word, Lord. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand what your Spirit is speaking to us today. As a church, as a body, and individually, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Richard, would you mind bumping that up to 70? I like it, this temperature, but others may be trembling, not under the power of God, but a little chilly. Thank you, sir. And thank you for sharing today as well. Such powerful stories. And what Shelley said was so true. You know, she speaks the truth a lot. Nobody can take your testimony from you. Well, I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, I do. I've experienced it. Amen. I don't believe in that healing stuff. Well, I do. The Bible says it. And has anybody ever received a healing in your body of some kind, right? Well, I don't believe in that prosperity stuff. Well, I do. I've seen God move in my finances. Amen? So once you begin to experience, you know, there is more of God to experience, I guess is what I'm saying. Amen? Yes, He's forgiven me. Yes, He's redeemed. Yes, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to hell. But He's also got a plan for me here on earth. And there's people in heaven. I was listening to Jesse Duplantis' broadcast the past couple weeks on Saturday. It's one of my favorite things to do on Saturdays, and he was sharing about an experience that he had visiting heaven, walking through the streets and so forth, and just a powerful story. You know, you can't argue with a man's testimony. Does it sound like what the Bible talks? Yes, it does, talking about things he experienced and things that he saw. But, you know, one of the things that he said before is that, yeah, heaven is a wonderful place, but God has a plan for us here on earth right now. There's people in heaven that are doing things. One of the coolest things that he shared, you know how the Jesus, you know, there's the throne room, the throne of God, and the disciples have, you know, their throne also, not God, but there are thrones that the disciples have in heaven. And he said when he went to that, when the angel took him on a tour of this, you know, area of heaven, he said those thrones were empty. And he said, where are they? And he said, oh, they're out serving. And he said, everybody in heaven is out serving. It's not like they're all, you know, doing their own thing. I thought that was cool, you know. That sounds like the place I'm going. Amen. It sounds like the church, doesn't it? Where people are here serving, God's blessing us, but everybody has something to do, and we're, whether it's ministering to kids or ushering or, you know, there's just a number of things, but it's such a neat, a beautiful picture. Heaven is where we're going, and Jesus made the way there. Amen? But let's not, unless the rapture happens, let's not plan on going today. Amen? He's got a plan for you like Pastor Huck said many times, down on the ground while we're still around. Amen? There is a plan and a purpose for us here. And the big word I feel like the Lord has given us today to talk about is the word rise. The word rise. Now, we're continuing to talk about the love of God this year. And the blood of Jesus, what he did on the cross for us, is all about the love of God. All about his love for us. He didn't do it out of, you know, religious duty, what he did. He didn't do it because he just had to do it. He did it because he loves me. And he loves you. Amen. And 1 John 3:1 has been our foundation text for the entire year. I've never had God give me a foundation text for the whole year before. But he did this year. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. And just allowing that, in terms of even a question, resound in your spirit off and on throughout the week. Father, how great is the love today? You might, you know, like we talked, that word the Lord gave us today about the canyon, the valley. You know, Lord, I'm walking through this issue, but I know you're here with me. And that's the difference between you and the rest of the world, isn't it? Their valleys are way deeper and way farther down. Your valley is 7,000 feet above sea level. And Jesus is in it with you. Amen. And it might have been my fault that I'm in the valley. Probably wasn't his fault that we're in the valley, right? But he's going to bring me through it. He's going to get me through it. We're going to rise. We're going to higher places. And guess what? Wherever you are now, just consider that a valley compared to where he's taken you. You might be thinking everything's awesome in my life. But God is a step higher than that. Amen? So wherever we are with Jesus, he's taking us to a higher place. Ultimately, we're going to walk into glory, right? But on the way there, just be looking for a higher place and in a higher place and a higher place. So many, you know, believe that as Christians, they've been taught or believe that it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But just hang on, right? No, with God, he's going to take us to a higher place and a higher place, to glory, to glory, to glory, faith, to faith, to faith, better and better and better, until, boom, we walk into heaven right there. Amen? Praise God. Doesn't mean we're not going to face some giants along the way, some battles, but we have the victory in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, the foundation text for this particular series that we're on, that I think is going to carry us right through April, greater love, John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. There is no greater love in the universe than what Jesus has done. There just isn't. There's no greater love. You won't find that kind of love, no matter how great of a marriage you have, you're not going to find that kind of love in your marriage. No matter how great of a relationship with your family or, you know, whatever, there's just no greater love than the love of Jesus. And so many are searching for something greater, and so many turn to, you know, addictive lifestyles and another relationship and another relationship or another drug or another type of drink, you know, to kill the pain and get me some greater love, right? Well, Jesus is who they're looking for. Amen? There is no greater love in the universe than the love of Jesus. Amen. All the way to the point that he died for me. Praise God. And I think of our soldiers over the years and how many of them literally died so that we could have freedom in this country, right? And how there are people who have really thrown that back in their faces and just reject it and burn the flag and want to take it and do perverted things in the name of freedom. And it's like, what are you doing? Right? Amen? Well, Jesus' sacrifice, as much as I am thankful for the men and women who have laid their lives down and for us as a nation, what he did was way more powerful for the entire world, for humanity, to avoid an eternal hell. and make a way for all of humanity, if they would just say yes to Jesus, to walk into heaven. No greater love than that. Amen? And there'll be many people to thank when we get to heaven, and many hands and many necks to hug, and from our family members to, you know, I think of men like Noah. What would we have done without Noah? Remember the story of Noah. He was the only guy that was righteous in the sight of God. And without Noah, it's over. So we're going to find Noah. Noah, thank you, sir. Right? We think of, you know, Mary. What if Mary had said no? Sure, maybe God would have found something else, somebody else, right? But we're going to go to Mary and say, Mary, thank you for saying yes to bringing the Messiah onto planet. You may not have fully understood what you were doing, but we see also clearly now, and more clearly as time goes on, what a great thing that she did for humanity. Amen? There's people that will want to thank. But no one greater than Jesus for what he has done. Amen. So good, so good. Now, we're going to look at some scriptures this morning because kind of our power statement, if you want to call it, for this next few weeks, and we're kind of right in the middle of it here. The blood of Jesus is liquid love. The blood of Jesus is love in liquid form. And we've been going through as the Bible, you know, portrays, which is the right portrayal, by the way, of what happened to Jesus. And we don't, you know, there's, you know, the Bible gives you a lot of room for, many have taken what we call artistic liberties. And, you know, I've watched 3 or 4 different, you know, versions, if you want to call it, of the life of Jesus over the past couple weeks. And everything from the DVD I got that has like 20 different Bible stories on it, Walmart's $5 rack. And it's like the 1960s version of the Cathedral series or something. And it was a reverend back in the 60s that produced all these. And they're just, it's, you get something out of all of it. You know, I watched on Fox a couple weeks ago, The Passion. Was it last week or the week before? And it's the story of they put Jesus in the modern day and they're walking. Did anybody see that? And they're walking through New Orleans. They've got the live stage and they're doing music and they're going back and forth. It's a live production. And it was amazing. It was amazing. You know, in telling the story of Jesus and what he did for humanity in a fresh way. It was really cool, right? But it's important to come back to the Word, isn't it? And to say, how does the Word say it? How did it look, you know? And just allow the Spirit of God to walk you through that. But Mark 16, verses 1 through 7, Resurrection Sunday, of course, we're going to read about the resurrection. And I don't know about you, but going through all 4 of the Gospels, actually reading what Jesus went through is not my favorite thing to do. Because it was awful. What he endured was terrible. And yet it was wonderful, right? It was awful, and yet it was the victory of humanity, what he was doing. Amen? But this part is awesome. This part is tremendous. And I even posted on Facebook this past weekend an old Carmen video. I remember Carmen back in the 80s, and he's still around doing some stuff. But man, he did this song called Sunday's on the Way. It may seem like Friday, but Sunday's on the way. Amen, right? And I posted that. You might, if you check our Facebook page, you'll see that on there. But it just gives you chills the way that some people portray that, you know? But let's look at Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. When the Sabbath was over, aren't you glad there's an end to the valley? Amen. There's an end to the suffering, right? There's an end to the curse. Praise God. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, hope I said that right, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. very early on the first day of the week. And I don't know about you, but this morning I woke up about 5:30, 5:45, and I thought about that. It just popped in my head. You know, right about now is probably when the ladies were going down to the tomb. It was still dark, you know. Just, you know, allowing yourself to visualize that. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't you think that would have been alarming? You walk into the tomb, there's this young man, angel, obviously, striking white garments, standing at the foot of the where they laid Jesus. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Hallelujah. The most three most powerful words in the Bible. He is risen. Amen. He is not here. He is risen. And isn't it funny how the devil just shoots himself in the foot over this kind of stuff? Remember, in there's another, you know, in one of the other Gospels, the religious leaders went to Pilate and said, you know what? They're going to try to stage a resurrection. Could you post some soldiers down? Or, you know, Pilate said, I'll post some guards down at the tomb to make sure nobody messes with the stone. Which is how Carmen's song, somebody's messing with the stone. It's fabulous, right? So he posts these guards down at the tomb, right? And then, you know, in one of the other Gospels, it talks about the earthquake and the guard face down. And they go back and tell, you know, Pilate and the religious leaders what happened, right? They don't know exactly what happened. They just know there was an earthquake. And it says an angel rolled sat on top of the stone, right? They ain't going to say nothing to that angel, right? Just an amazing portrayal of the victory. And so they go back, but all it did was further document Jesus is alive. The Roman guards were there, right? The ladies went down. The angels were there again, just like they were when they celebrated at Bethlehem. Now they're at the tomb. Angels again. Jesus is alive. They didn't roll the rock away so he could get out, right? He can, now he's got his new body. We got, don't you know, in heaven, we're all going to look the same, but we're going to look different. About 2 weeks ago, this suit fit me. Don't ask me to bend over right now and pick anything up, because it's really tight, right? In heaven, we're going to have glorious bodies. Amen, right? We're going to be in shape. We're going to be fit. We're going to be healthy. And the Lord's helping us to be healthier on planet Earth, yes. But Jesus looked the same, and yet he was different. He could walk through walls. He could appear, disappear. He flew up into heaven. Just a glorious body. Amen? And we remember the story of how he appeared with all the disciples in the room, and Thomas was saying, oh, unless I touch the whole prints in, I will not believe. So Jesus shows up in that room and calls Thomas out by name. Hey, Tom, come over here. Check this out. Look, somebody bring me some fish. And he ate lunch with them, you know, so to show them he wasn't a ghost or something. No, this is Jesus alive. Amen. Risen again. Somebody say, he is risen. Yeah, he's risen. He's alive. Now, in the notes that were provided today, I got the definition of risen, and it's right out of the concordance. It means words like this, to waken, to rouse from sleep. So to waken or rouse are big words. To rouse from sleep, from sitting or lying, from disease, from death, from obscurity, from inactivity, from ruins. It means stand or take up. Amen. Praise God. That's what Jesus did right there. The Spirit of God came down into the pit of hell where they had the Spirit of Jesus, and literally, you know, all the demons of hell probably were piled on him thinking they had him, and the Spirit of God came into that place and began to raise Jesus up, and he tore the keys out of the devil's hands and came up out of there, right? And led captivity captive. There were other, you know, again, there's other things in other, you reading through the Gospels, where other people were seen walking through the town, other saints of old that had passed away, walking around through the town before they went to heaven. Just bizarre, right? Amen? Supernatural things that were happening. Praise God. Look at Romans 4. There is such sweet victory. In no other name is there such victory as Jesus. Such hope. Verses 18 through 25. We have to put our faith in the finished work that Jesus did. It's one thing to say everything that he did, but if we don't put our faith in it, it's not going to have an effect in our life. Amen? Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so he became. Just, it's the same thing with us. Against all hope, we believe in Jesus, and so we become. Amen? Why am I on my way to heaven and Joe Schmo down the street is on his way to hell? Is it because I'm so much better than Joe Schmo down the street? No, it's because I believe in Jesus and Joe Schmo does not. End of story. Could Joe Schmo believe in Jesus? Yes, he could. He could today. He might be today. May he. Amen, right? So, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Don't you know Jesus faced that moment? My body is dead. Right? Since he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's womb was also dead. Verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also to us to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins. But let's not stop there, right? And was raised to life for our justification. See, we are no longer sinners. We are the redeemed. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Don't ever go around calling yourself, well, I'm just an old sinner. No, no. You were an old sinner, but you got saved by grace, so now you are justified. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Does that mean we never make a mistake? No. But the blood of Jesus is just as much there today as it was the first day you got born again. Amen. And I heard Creflo Dollar share this on a CD I was listening to. And he was talking this way. He said, if a sinner, Joe Schmo out there, who's not living for God, does a good deed for somebody, does that make him a righteous man? He's never made Jesus Lord of his life. No, he's still on his way to hell. He did a nice thing for somebody, but he's never accepted Jesus as Lord of his life. So he's still a sinner. And then he said this, okay, now take the believer who sins, does something wrong, does something that is against God's word, violates God's word. Does that now make them unrighteous and a sinner? No. They made a mistake, but they are still the redeemed of the Lord. They just confess it, receive their forgiveness, and they are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, I don't feel like it. Doesn't matter what we feel like. Amen? We have to stop leaning on our feelings so much and lean on what the Word of God says. Amen? And who Jesus is. Praise God. We are spirit-led people, not soul-led people, not body-led people. Amen? That's who we are. Somebody say amen, amen. Now, flip over to Hebrews 2. The reason we can celebrate and rejoice is because Jesus has broken the devil's power over you. Amen? We don't really celebrate mainly because of that, though. We celebrate because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. You have a reservation.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free, full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.